The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Friday afternoon on WBEN on the Bowerly Show. John Grayson in for Tom Bowerly this afternoon. Glad to have you along. And as we head into the second half of the show, we're going to talk a little social media in just a little while. But as you are, I'm sure, well aware, everything we're doing this afternoon is keeping an eye on the weather. What's going on right now and what's expected to go on over the next couple of days, as the snow is going to be measured in feet, not inches. And it already is in some parts of our listening area. So if you are in that, then by all means, give us a call, 716-803-0930, like Jeremy did. Jeremy's on the I-90 this afternoon. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for getting in and for waiting as long as you did, too. I appreciate that. Where are you?
Well, that's okay. I'm not going anywhere for a while because I'm on I-90 westbound, mile marker 495. So that's essentially past the last exit in New York, but not yet quite into Pennsylvania. I bet you I could walk to Pennsylvania even in this weather right now. But apparently, what I'm seeing on Twitter is that I-90 in Pennsylvania is shut down.
Oh,
and I'm not sure if that's the case. But there's got to be a mile long of us in two lanes that have been stuck here. I know I've been sitting here for at least 2.5, maybe 3 hours, and that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. So nothing's moving at all. You're at a dead stop.
I've probably moved about 100 yards in the last 2.5 hours.
Oh, man. If I can ask, where are you headed?
So I'm headed back home to Tennessee, but I came up for family for Thanksgiving. And so I'll be okay overnight. I've got a lot of leftovers. But, yeah. You know, I get worried about the other folks on the road, though, as well.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And we've all been out there, you know, a time or two watching the gas gauge go, you know, tick down and down and down and down. How are you fixed for fuel?
So far, I'm good. I've been sitting just under a full tank for a while. But I'm sure that there are other folks on this stretch that are not in such good of a condition. So it would be great to understand when they're going to get us off the road. And if there's anybody on your end that can follow up on that, that would be greatly appreciated, because, like I said, it's not an exaggeration. We've been out here at least 2.5 hours now.
Yeah, we'll do everything we can to do exactly that. We'll see if we can get in touch with the folks with PennDOT and see if they have any update for us. What I can tell you is as much as 5 hours ago, they were already reporting accidents in Erie County, Pennsylvania. So, that's not great. I don't see any kind of accident total yet, but that may be what you're waiting for. It may not be that the road is shut down, but they may just be dealing with accidents still.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me get the word out, and hopefully we can get some information for us out here down in the south, southern tier.
You got it, my friend. All right. Yeah. Stay safe and take it easy out there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless.
You got it. Really appreciate you making the phone call. Again, if you're in that area, 716-803-0930, or if you're a little closer to town and you're already starting to see along the southern tier, if you're already starting to see the snow pile up, and just keep that in mind. I mean, with the wrecks that have already been reported in Erie County, Pennsylvania, that area is going to do nothing but get worse. And I hope our buddy Jeremy there gets to make it back to Tennessee. Okay. But if you can help out at all and just keep us apprised of what the situation is, we would most appreciate it. And we'll do everything we can to get in touch with the folks down in Pennsylvania too, to see, as we said, what the situation is on the 90 and if it's even possible to get through. I mean, to move 100 yards in a couple of hours, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a fun night for him. But I mean, you know how these things go. One of the last times that I drove into town from that side, from the Pennsylvania side, it wasn't a snow problem. It was a guy on a motorcycle who ended up getting involved in a wreck, and it shut the entire roadway down. Had to end up going out and, you know, trying to get around, taking the side roads, which is never a good time. But yeah, that's the problem with it being two lanes either side like that and really no place else to go, is that when it does shut down, you're kind of stuck. So we'll get a further update on that in the not too distant future. Again, keep it here. We'll get all the weather reports, all the traffic reports that you're used to on your Friday. That's all still going on today, even though it's a sort of a pseudo holiday, I guess. Black Friday falls into that category. But if you want to jump in for whatever reason, it's always the same number, 716-803-0930. A couple of things to get into here in this hour of the show. And one of them that caught my eye this morning happened halfway around the world. I don't generally spend a lot of time reading news out of Australia, but when they do something that's kind of monumental like this, it bears a little discussion. And it goes to a lot of the things that we've already been talking about so far on the show today, with driving being a problem, with the fact that we've got our noses stuck in our phones seemingly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week being a problem. And it's screwing up our attention span. It's making us forget, seemingly anyway, all of the things that we grew up sort of knowing about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got some news from Brayton and Derek out in the newsroom. The 90 is closed in Pennsylvania from Route 79 to the New York State border.
It is. Okay, so closed down entirely. Any word on why or when that might open back up?
Nothing on that. Just got news on the closure, though.
Okay, great.
We'll find out more as we go along.
And what may, yeah, thank you. Thanks very much for that, Pasquale. Yeah, what may happen, and we've seen this go on before as well, is they may start turning people around and seeing if they can get off at the next exit back. So in the meantime, it sounds like they've got their hands full. It's going to be a little while, but we'll certainly keep you apprised. And again, Jeremy, wishing you the best, buddy. Thanks a lot. And if you want to, if it gets a little, we get an hour down the road and you want to give us a call back and tell us what you're seeing, if things have changed, by all means, do let us know. So like I said, don't normally pay attention that much to the news coming out of Australia. But what caught my eye today was they have now instituted a social media ban on anybody under the age of 16. So, and that counts for everybody, and all of the different platforms. It's not, we're not just keeping them off Twitter. We're not just keeping them off Facebook. Australia has decided if you are under the age of 16, you are not legal to go on and be part of social media. And I don't know. I mean, that doesn't sound like the kind of thing that we would do here, but you never know. I guess that's all going to depend on how much success and what relative level of success they have with this. But there's reason to do it. And like I said, I'm not completely on board with this. I'm not like going, yeah, go Australia. But I think it does bear some talking about, because I have watched the behavior of myself and of people around me. And we all know, right, that the social media sites, and new ones pop up all the time. They have this one, Blue Sky, that is all of a sudden becoming really, really popular. I just joined that one about a week ago. But I'm still on Facebook and a couple of other places around that you can find me. And I know what happens to my mood when I've overspent my time there, and it's not good. We also know that of the platforms like Twitter and Facebook, and there are several of them out there that kind of do the same thing, that what they're designed to do is keep us angry. because they figured out early on, and there was a documentary made about this. I mean, this isn't just me spouting off. There was research done into this, that the algorithms that they have on these sites figured out a long time ago, because the only thing they care about is time, your time. They want to make sure that you are on whatever that site is. Again, Facebook, Twitter, Blue Sky, I'm sure is what, all of them. They want to make sure that you spend 5 more minutes than you were going to. They call it stickiness, and they want you to stay as long as they can rope you in, because the longer you stay there, the more ads you see and the more money they make. So it's a pretty easy sort of through line to see. And what they figured out was making you happy doesn't make you stay. Making you angry. Oops, sorry about that. I was angry at my mic there for a second. Making you angry makes you stay. So that's what they do. And they know if there's a certain thing that you don't like, because they pay attention to all the stuff that you post, and they know if there's a certain thing you don't like that somebody else says, they're going to show you that. That's going to pop up first in your feed so that you see that and start getting into a fight with that guy. You know, all of us, oh, yeah, I got to tell him. I know better than you do, buddy. And then he comes back, and then you go back, and you know what it's like. You sit there waiting. It's like, come on, come on, bring it on. Bring on the next stupid thing I know you're about to say. And that is what I think people under the age of 16, I mean, look, people our age don't deal with that all that well. People under the age of 16 absolutely do not have those tools. We'll get back into that in just a couple. If you want to join us, 716-803-0930. And time once again to get a little business attended to as we get a check on traffic and weather. We start with the traffic. Derek Kramer, how are we looking?
Well, in New York, we're looking just fine. Obviously, anything major highways, no sort of real traffic issues as of right now, but the southern tier and Pennsylvania in particular. As mentioned earlier, the I-90 closed between the I-79 and the New York border on the I-90, both directions, dealing with a lot of problems there. Unfortunately, the traffic cameras are doing me no favors because the snow has already blocked my vision on what I'm able to see out there. I-90 closed at exit 59 in particular. All traffic must exit. And that is going both east and west. They're trying to get people off the roads near the southern tier. WBEN's Barnes Firm Traffic Command, injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. I'm Derek Kramer.
The WBEN Just Call Jed First Alert Forecast. Lake effect snow warning now through 7 p.m. Monday for Southern Erie, Wyoming, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny counties. Also, lake effect snow warning from 7 a.m. Saturday through 7 p.m. Sunday for Northern Erie and Genesee counties. Lake effect snow off of Lake Erie will intensify and travel will become very difficult along the thruway from Hamburg to Pennsylvania. Expect 5 to 12 inches of snow in the band today. The band will bring more snow to the southern tier tonight before moving northward on Saturday. By Sunday, a few feet of snow will accumulate in the hardest hit areas south of Buffalo. For the rest of today, lake effect snow south, the highs will be in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, Saturday, lake effect snow south, mid-20s, and then the afternoon and evening for tomorrow, lake effect snow moving north. Highs will be in the mid-30s. And for Sunday, Buffalo Bills Sunday, in the morning, lake effect snow. Highs in the mid-20s. And in the afternoon, lake effect snow south. Highs will be near 30. Currently in Amherst, it's 33 degrees, but it feels like 21.
As we continue, John Grayson in for Tom Bowerly this afternoon. Breaking news all over the place. So, Pasquale, you were telling me you just got a little email from the Buffalo Bills?
Yes, I am a proud Buffalo Bills season ticket holder. So I just got the safety tips for Sunday email from the Bills. So they're ready to and prepared for the whole weather situation we have going on.
What are they telling you to do?
So they say the Bills' later season games can bring snow and cold temperatures. Be safe.
No kidding.
Be safe, exclamation point. If you're planning to be outside for any extended time, please take precautions to avoid frostbite or hypothermia. And they just give you like a bunch of tips how to prepare. I know they have a sponsor which sells the cold weather gear. I'm assuming an email about that will be coming momentarily about where to buy it before Sunday's game, and continue to support the great sponsors of the Buffalo Bills.
I got to see if I can still find my pair of socks that has a little battery pack in them to keep them warm. Honestly, I don't even know if you can wear those in the stadium, but if you can, we used to. Oh, man, those things were an absolute godsend at some of those games because there was just no other way to keep your feet warm. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting come Sunday night. I will be watching from my couch, I think. I'm going to let you take the bullet on this one. You go ahead and deal with the snow and everything. You are going to go, right?
No, here's the thing. I just actually got the season tickets for the new stadium. So from a financial standpoint, I'm going to start, as much as I don't want to do this, I'm going to start selling some tickets. Sunday night games are hard for my wife because no matter what, she has to be to work the next day at 7:30. I have a little more flexibility. So I'm thinking I was going to sell these tickets. They haven't sold yet. So I may be there. I'm not sure if I'll be there solo or if I'm going to have to jump in with another group of friends, but right now it's 50-50.
All right. Well, I want face paint. I want all the stuff. Yeah. I mean, you got to go absolutely bananas with this.
Shirtless. So
absolutely. If you do go, what did I see? Oh, it was Fitzpatrick. Fitz was doing an interview, I don't know, some podcast or another earlier this week, and they were asking him about, you know, what if, and I'm not even going to say the name of that game that happens later in the season, but they were asking him what if, and he said, not only will he be at the game, he will also be at the parade shirtless. Absolutely. He said there is no question about it. So look forward to a little Fitz magic if we do indeed get that far. So life is good there. Anyway, we were talking earlier again about Australia and their social media ban. Anybody under the age of 16. And if you want to weigh in on that, if you think it's a good idea, what do you do with your own kids? I mean, if you have kids who are in that teenage sphere, I can't imagine. I mean, I remember how awful high school was when I was there. And I can't imagine having to go through that with all of the added pressures and all of the added nonsense that goes along with social media, all of the cyberbullying and all of the rest of it, because at least when I was there, we got to go home. And from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 o'clock the next morning, I didn't have to think about it. You know what I mean? It was just we could set it down. And I think our own kids can't. Because it follows them home. Whoever it is, you know, whether they're having trouble with somebody or whatever, that stuff follows them home. And they open up Facebook. Well, actually, they're not on Facebook. Old people like me are on Facebook. They open up Insta or whatever. There it is again. So is it a good idea to say, look, nobody under the age of 16 is going to be able to handle this. And we really need to keep it for people who are a little bit older. John Grayson in for Tom Bowerly on WBEN. It is a Friday afternoon, a weather Friday afternoon when all eyes are on what's coming out of the skies right now, especially if you're south and west of the city of Buffalo, all the way down to the Pennsylvania state line. Things are getting bad and they continue to get bad. It will continue to do that over the next 2 days or so. And we have Ren, who has called us in from the I-90. Ren, welcome in.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing all right. Where are you?
Okay, I just passed exit 59 and eastbound. I passed with that gentleman before was talking about the backup.
It's
a tractor trailer in a ditch. And a super heavy duty wrecker is there. So they had to stop all traffic for him to take it out of the ditch. So I think he's going to be there for a couple hours. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be a little while, but there will be a light at the end of the tunnel eventually. How was your drive?
I come from Cincinnati.
Got it. Okay.
So it was very nice up until about Cleveland.
Yeah. And so did you go up through Cleveland and come over on the 90 from there, or did you take 79?
I took 71 all the way up to 90.
71. Got it. Okay. All right. Well, you're a few miles in and headed east. How are things looking where you are at the moment?
Well, the road surface isn't too bad. It's snow covered, but it's not deep. They've been doing a pretty good job of keeping the roads clear up until now. So hopefully it continues. And good. I got to get to Amherst.
Well, do that thing. Stay safe. And get here in one piece, will you?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ren. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, absolutely. Good talking to you as well. We have, as we heard a little bit earlier in the show from the governor of New York, from Kathy Hochul, we now have an interview that we're going to run for you here with the Erie County executive to talk a little bit about how things are going to work over the next 48 hours and what you can expect to see in terms of travel and what the what's being considered as far as ways to deal with the snow that's eventually going to happen.
As I think you all know, the National Weather Service has a lake effect storm warning in effect for Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, Wyoming, and Genesee counties. Currently, a significant snowstorm is hitting Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, parts of Allegheny, and now is entering the southern part of Erie County, as well as stretching over to Wyoming County. These lake effect snow warnings are in effect until 7 a.m. on Monday. The summary of greatest impacts, I think the Weather Service has a system where it's basically no impact to extreme impact. And while most of the counties themselves are not in the extreme impact category, there are parts, as you will see from our friends also from the Weather Service, that parts of Chautauqua and Erie County are in an extreme impact zone. You see it by the purple on the screen. So when we talk about major and extreme impacts, we're talking about basically, in some ways, the shutdown of normal services because it is impassable to go through the roads. We've seen this before. We know what it's like when we have very bad storms. But we wanted people to understand that while there is not a driving ban in effect in Erie County, there will be, I will be announcing a travel advisory for the southern part of Erie County. And right now we have learned in just the past few minutes that in Pennsylvania, Interstate 90 is now closed from Interstate 79 to the New York state line. We've also learned that Route 219 in Cattaraugus County from basically the Erie County line by Ashford Hollow all the way down to Ellicottville is very, very poor with many cars and trucks off the road. So it is not a good time to be driving in those areas of our region. To give you a little better, greater idea of scale on this winter storm scale index, this was put together by our friends at the University of Albany Weather Resource Center, Dr. Basil and his teams. They are predicting, it hasn't really hit yet, or it's starting to, but extreme impact will be occurring in the towns of Brant, Eden, Evans, and Hamburg, and part of Orchard Park from when the snow starts to hit, which for most of those areas will be later today or in the overnight hours through Saturday and Sunday. This includes the villages of Angola, Farnham, and Hamburg. Extreme means it will be exceptionally dangerous travel. There will be blizzard-like conditions. This is not a blizzard. It won't qualify for a blizzard because of the winds. But when the winds do pick up, and they will pick up to over 30 miles an hour at times, you will have whiteouts. You will have blizzard-like conditions. Major impacts will be in most of the rest of southern and central Erie County. In extreme and major impact areas, travel will be dangerous or nearly impossible. So we just want people to understand that it's not going to be easy to travel in Erie County, in the southern part of our county, primarily tomorrow through the midpoint on Sunday. That's when we're expecting the vast majority of the snow to fall. The total, and this is as an estimate, is a little before 1 o'clock from the National Weather Service. You will see there actually is greater than 4 feet in parts of Chautauqua County, as well as 3 to 4 feet in a good portion of Erie County, which I highlighted with a little white crosshatch area. That includes Brant, Evans, Eden, Hamburg, and a portion of Orchard Park. So we are expecting significant snowfalls in these areas. And if you live in the city of Dunkirk, between 7 a.m. this morning and 7 a.m. Monday, you will probably have about 4 feet of snow on the ground. So Chautauqua County's got hit pretty hard. And we expect, unfortunately, that to continue for some time, though the band is going to move. Snow totals through Monday. This is also from our friends at the University of Albany. They've broken it down so you can kind of see it, not just by the county, but by the towns and the villages. It's what we talked about, 3 feet of snow or more is possible in Eden, Evans, and Hamburg. Most of southern and central Erie County will receive more than a foot to 2 feet of snow, and blizzard-like conditions could result in a whiteout. So we often, and I think this map is a good one because people wonder where's southern Erie County. South Buffalo is not southern Erie County. Buffalo is primarily in the north towns. Southern Erie County includes Eden, Evans, Boston, Concord, Colden, Holland, North Collins, Brant, Concord, Sardinia, and the villages therein. Central Erie County is primarily, when you think of Hamburg, Orchard Park, and the areas east, or Lackawanna, West Seneca, Cheektowaga. Northern Erie County includes Buffalo, Cheektowaga, Tonawanda, Amherst, and Clarence Newstead. If you're in northern Erie County, you're probably going to get only just a minor accumulation, a few inches, maybe no more than 6 inches. If you're in central Erie County, depending on where you are, you could get anywhere from 2 feet to 3 feet. If you're in southern Erie County, you might even get over 3 feet. So we think it's just important for people to understand where they are geographically and the impact that could have. So the snow totals through Monday are significant, but these are not amounts we cannot handle. Because it's falling over basically a two-day period, we should be able to handle these as long as vehicles are not on the road that don't need to be on the road and getting stuck. Our problem often with our trucks is our trucks cannot plow roads if there are vehicles stuck on them, especially those that probably shouldn't be on the road. And I'll turn it over to our Public Works Commissioner to talk a little bit more about that. But timing, the amount of snow that's falling over this period is something we can handle as long as the roads are clear. If we get tractor trailers backed up, cars backed up, then our trucks can't go down the road until they're pulled out, and that hampers our efforts. Important information for the Bills game. This is the information from the University of Albany's Weather Center regarding the Bills game. We do expect the heaviest snows to have stopped by the time of game time on Sunday night. However, it is possible, and the most likely scenario is there'll be 20 to 30 inches of snow that will have fallen at the football stadium by game time, with most of it actually falling probably before 3 or 4 o'clock on Sunday. This is going to be concerning for people trying to travel to the football game. We do not expect the game to be postponed or anything like that. The game will go on. We've been in concert with the Bills. They're going to be bringing their teams to get in there and clean out the stadium. This is something they're used to. It's not 5 feet of snow or 7 feet of snow like we saw, but 2 to 3 feet of snow means that it's also going to be snowing when people are trying to clear it out. So we're going to recommend everybody to take as much caution as possible when you're trying to get to the game on Sunday. So that you get to the game on Sunday. It's going to be slow going. There's no doubt about that. Most of the snow appears that it will be hitting on Saturday through Sunday morning. There will be gusty winds, and it will be cold. The wind chills in the overnight hours from Saturday to Sunday will be in the single digits. They are expected to be in the teens during the hours of the football game. Now, we've had games that are colder than that. Just got to dress appropriately, so people need to be prepared. It's the first real cold of the season. We haven't had anything like this all year. We've had a very mild fall, and we're still technically in fall. So I think it's important for people to be dressed accordingly. Our fans know how to dress. If you're going to the game, expect exceptionally cold temperatures with regards to wind chills in the teens.
All right, there you go, Pasquale. Mark Poloncarz just told you wear a shirt. And that's what I heard. That's what I took from that entire thing, is that the county executive wants you in specific to wear a shirt on Sunday night if you go to the game.
That was just a suggestion by the county executive.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, really, I mean, a lot of great advice in there. We'll kid about it, but it is a very, very serious thing, as you know. Dress appropriately. Don't go out if you don't have to. Don't drive if you don't have to. And pay attention. I mean, the empty vehicle and tandem vehicle ban is in effect in Western New York. So just obey the rules. Stay safe. You know what you're supposed to do. And we want to keep you around because, you know, we don't like losing listeners. So do that thing. Do what you're supposed to do. And we'll get you where you're going. In fact, we'll do that right now. Derek Kramer has the word on the roadways around Buffalo. John Grayson in for Tom Bowerly on this Friday afternoon. And a couple of things to get to before we get to the top of the hour. But again, we'll keep our focus on the weather all throughout the show and all throughout the evening and throughout the weekend, frankly. So make sure that you keep it here so that you know what's going on and what that latest advice is from all of the folks who matter. As we said, a couple of things to go over before the top of the hour. Pasquale, I don't know, given your age, I don't know how familiar you might be with this. Does the name DB Cooper mean anything at all to you?
I've heard that name in song lyrics a time or two.
There you go. Okay. So, true story, 1972, there was a guy who hijacked an airplane. I guess he had robbed a bank and hijacked an airplane and parachuted out of the back of the airplane back when you could still do that. It was, I believe it was a 727. And they had this little doorway with a stairwell that would open in the back of the plane. So he had the pilot slow down and jumped out of the back of the plane with his loot and a specially designed parachute. And nobody knows what happened to him after that. Disappeared. The only thing that has ever turned up is somebody found some of the money. It was a guy who was out on a camping trip with his son. And this is in these very, very dense woods in Washington State. So he took off from SeaTac, from Seattle Tacoma International, and then parachuted out into the woods in central Washington State or northern Oregon and just disappeared. So they found some of the money a few years later, but no sign of him, no sign of the parachute, no sign of the rest of the loot. And the big question has always been, did he get out? There are still people who do not believe that it would be possible for him to get out because he was wearing a suit with a clip-on tie. It's a bizarre story, but so how does a guy parachute into the woods like that in the middle of nowhere and not end up dead? I mean, it's very, very easy to get killed out there. So all these years later, there have been these tantalizing things that have happened. Like every so often, somebody out there will find a parachute and they'll go, aha, could this be it? Could this be, you know, DB Cooper's fan? And it ends up, no, it wasn't. Because apparently he had it specially designed. And there was something about the parachute that made it unique. So it's easy to identify of the ones that they found in the past, because there's a lot of military exercises that go on up there. It's not unusual to find a disused or abandoned parachute. So that's never panned out. And there have been suspects over the years, and they never quite panned out. Now we're going through it again, because there's a brother and sister who are from Washington State, and they're now saying that their late father, they think, was him, was DB Cooper, that he did survive. And in fact, they said just a couple of months later, either later in 1972 or early in 1973, that their father, Richard McCoy, did the same kind of thing again in Utah. And so they didn't say anything about it. He died shortly afterward because he was caught for the Utah robbery, and he went to prison, broke out, and then died in a shootout with officers when he broke out of jail. So he's been dead for a long time. And they said they didn't say anything about it until their mother died, because where they found the parachute was in her storage unit. So they didn't want to implicate mom, saying, oh, mom knew that this guy was DB Cooper and didn't say anything about it. But they said that they found the parachute, and they have now shown that parachute to a guy who is like the world's leading expert on the DB Cooper case. And he says that's the chute. He says that's the right one, or at least it's identical to the one that DB Cooper had. And by the way, The DB name was actually a mis, it was misreported. He called himself Dan Cooper, but DB Cooper is the one that stuck. And they made a movie out of it called The Pursuit of DB Cooper with Treat Williams years ago. So it's this big famous case, and it's one of the great unsolved mysteries until maybe now. But you know, there's a little piece of me that just thinks, here we go again. You know, 6 months from now, they'll go, no, they checked it out, and that one didn't pan out either. But I'll tell you, they got a picture of him next to the composite drawing that they did. It's close. So maybe, fingers crossed. We'll keep you posted. Lots coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. John Grayson in for Tom Bowerly. It's a Friday afternoon, a cold and going to be snowy Friday afternoon and into the weekend on WBEN.